If you like news that's from a long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, you're in the right place. It's April 8th, 2024. Today, we've got an update about Star Wars The Acolyte, Star Wars Dawn of the Jedi, Disney's release dates, including a Star Wars film, and Netflix's Avatar The Last Airbender. I'm Andrew Seco, and this is Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines. In an interview with Empire magazine, showrunner Leslie Headland discussed her upcoming Star Wars series, The Acolyte. In their article, Empire asks, "Who or what even is The Acolyte?" The article goes on as follows. Series creator Leslie Headland tells Empire it's a term that originates in extended universe lore, legends novels, which aren't considered canon, but from which Star Wars creators often draw inspiration. It's a position, essentially, that someone is going to fulfill or step into, Headland hints in our world-exclusive cover feature. We know with the Sith that there is a master, we know that there is an apprentice, but in deep EU, expanded universe, there's a concept of an acolyte, which is underneath apprentice. So that is where I got the title from. The article also features new photos from the series, giving us a look at the cast of characters, including a Wookiee Jedi. Star Wars The Acolyte premieres on Disney Plus on June 4th. Bo Willimon is best known for working as a playwright and a screenwriter. In fact, he's perhaps best known for his work on the popular series House of Cards. And now, he's tackling one of the largest franchises out there, Disney and Lucasfilm's Star Wars. He's going to be writing a film called Star Wars Dawn of the Jedi, but this actually isn't his first time working with Star Wars. He worked on season 1 of the series Andor. Specifically, he worked on episode 10, which earned Willimon an Emmy nomination, and rightfully so. The Dawn of the Jedi film itself is going to be directed by James Mangold, who's known for working on Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, Logan, Ford vs. Ferrari, and more. They'll work together on a script that reportedly will trace the origins of the Force and be set 25,000 years before any of the timelines and stories told by the movies and shows so far. The movie itself was revealed during Star Wars Celebration a year ago. Back then, Mangold said this. When I first started talking to Kathy Kennedy about doing one of these pictures, what occurred to me was thinking about what kind of genre of movie within Star Wars I wanted to do. And I thought about a biblical epic, like a Ten Commandments, about the dawning of the Force. Where did the Force come from? When did we discover it? When did we learn how to use it? There is no further news about Dawn of the Jedi at this time. Disney announced a release date for multiple upcoming films, and naturally, one of the first big announcements is their upcoming feature film that continues the story of Din Djarin and his adventures with Grogu. The Mandalorian and Grogu is set to premiere in theaters on May 22nd, 2026. Next up, Disney confirmed that the fifth film in the Toy Story franchise is set to make its way into theaters on June 19th, 2026. The animated adventures continue as Moana 2 is moved from June 27th, 2025 to July 10th, 2026. First up, however, we'll get Tron Ares, which is currently set to make its way into theaters on October 10th, 2025. There is no further news about Disney or Star Wars at this time. Netflix's Avatar The Last Airbender series premiered earlier this year, and it was quickly renewed for a second and third season. The series has already undergone some major changes since before its release. See, the original creators of the animated series, Michael Dante DiMartino and Brian Konietzko, were the original showrunners for the live-action adaptation. Then, after they parted ways with Netflix, Albert Kim replaced them, and now it seems that Kim is stepping away from the project as well. However, Kim himself specifically hired his own replacements. Co-executive producer Christine Boylan and executive producer Jabbar Rehzani will both serve as showrunners for the second and third season. Kim is now going to be working as an executive producer on the Percy Jackson series for Disney+. The first season of the live-action adaptation of Avatar The Last Airbender is on Netflix now. When you hear that sound, it's the lightning round for the quick hits after the big news bits. NBC's Quantum Leap series has officially been canceled. Come back tomorrow so we can talk about comics. That's Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines for April 8th, 2024. I'm Andrew Seco. For any more ad-free pop culture news and content, go to sideshow.com/blog. If you like this podcast, give it a good review or share it with a friend. As always, thank you so much for listening, and don't forget to let your geek side show.